This is your WLCX Daily News Roundup for the Eagle 1490 AM in La Crosse.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Republican National Convention in Milwaukee is 3 days away. Wisconsin Party Chair Brian Schimming says Republicans are united behind Donald Trump and feeling confident.
Wisconsin, let's be honest, Wisconsin oftentimes is the most competitive of the swing states, particularly the big seven swing states. But right now we feel confident about where we're at.
Civic Media News will be at the convention, bringing you coverage throughout the week over the air and online. Ballot drop boxes in Wisconsin are supposed to be well-marked, well-lit, accessible, and in safe places. That's just some of the guidance the Wisconsin Elections Commission is extending to local election clerks around the state. Commissioners agreed to the guidelines yesterday. They're merely suggestions. They're not mandatory. Conservative State Supreme Court Justice Brad Schimmel raised close to $600,000 over the last 6 months. Liberal Susan Crawford raised a little more than $460,000 since she got into the race last month. The candidate shared those numbers with WISP Politics. A new study committee is taking a good long look at the universities of Wisconsin. Committee member James Langdon suggests it may be time to undo the 1971 merger between UW-Madison and Wisconsin's other state schools.
1971 was 53 years ago. A lot of water has flowed over the dam since then. And conditions have changed.
The 18-member panel will spend the next several months talking about declining enrollment, funding levels, and graduation rates. Quick Trip is opening its first distribution center outside La Crosse. Company officials broke ground on a 280,000-square-foot facility in DeForest just north of Madison this week. For now, Quick Trip supplies all its stores from one facility in La Crosse. 400 people will eventually work in DeForest. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
Happy Friday, Cooley Region. I'm Jimmy Kuska for WLCX 1490 The Eagle and lacrosseeagle.com. Here's what you need to know in southwestern Wisconsin. It was a packed house at last night's city council meeting where the city council decided to ban camping for more than 12 hours on city-owned space. Camping is already banned in several public areas. Mayor Mitch Reynolds, who proposed the measure, said that the ordinance will lead to fewer costs for cleanup of established encampments. Other supporters, including law enforcement, said that the new ordinance will make things safer for the city's homeless population. Opponents say it will make things harder for homeless people. The ordinance passed in the council 7-4. It did not pass a committee for recommendation. Last night, the city council also rejected an appeal from Mayor Reynolds and kept the historic designation for the South Library. In an 8-3 vote, the council said it was supporting the decision of the Historic Preservation Commission. Opponents, including the mayor, said that the building didn't meet historic criteria, with some citing the building's 72-year-old age. The library has been closed since last year due to budget cuts. It's in the process of being sold to a developer that plans to turn the library into multiple housing units. The Mississippi River continues to fall after weeks of flooding, now down about 2.5 feet from its crest a week and a half ago. In La Crosse, roads at Pettibone and Copeland Park have reopened, and the boat club at Pettibone is open as well. County Highway GI will open today, and the Goose Island Campground is also open. The Mississippi River is expected to drop below flood stage late tomorrow night, with a river flood warning in place through Monday morning. The main flooding concerns have moved south of Wisconsin. It's Country Boom Weekend in West Salem. The 3-day event got started last night with performances from Tucker Wetmore and Nelly. Today's acts include Rodney Atkins and Riley Green. Tomorrow, Corey Kent and Chase Rice will perform. You can still buy tickets and campsite passes online or at the gate. Veterans and active military can get a 10% discount. If you don't want to camp or park, there are shuttles going to and from La Crosse and West Salem. And for more information, you can visit countryboom.com. Take Civic Media with you anywhere you go this summer. Just download the free app now on your device's app store or find it at civicmedia.us/app. We'll have a look at sports, weather, and entertainment news coming up next. For WLCX 1490 The Eagle and lacrosseeagle.com, I'm Jimmy Kuska from the Civic Media Newsroom in downtown La Crosse. Have a fantastic weekend, everybody.
The Brewers avoided a no-hitter. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers got out of a no-hitter, but they lost to the Pirates yesterday 1-0 in front of 26,000 fans at American Family Field. Christian Yelich went 0-for-4 at the plate and talked about the Pirates' 22-year-old pitcher, Paul Skeens.
He's a good pitcher. It's good stuff, and he really did a good job pitching, honestly.
He retired 16 batters in a row. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
Impressive all the way around. Secondary pitches, heater, command, composure. Yeah, I thought he was great.
This Paul Skeens, who threw over 100 pitches, could start for the National League team next week at the All-Star game. College football, last night at the ESPY Awards, Nick Saban honored with the Icon Award for his career as a head coach at LSU and Alabama.
You know, one thing that would help all of our spirit and all of our society is if we would just change one thing. Instead of coming up to somebody and saying, how are you today? Why don't you say, who did you help today?
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Now that Will Smith has a big hit on his hands, he is asking forgiveness from the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences and to have his membership reinstated. Just 2 years ago, he had another big hit in his hand, and it was Chris Rock's Cheek. Smith accosted Rock in front of millions of viewers when the comedian was the MC at the Academy Awards in 2022. Smith received a 10-year ban from the Academy. The incident happened after Rock made a joke about Smith's wife, Jada Pinkett. Rock has not forgiven Smith, despite Smith's almost too well-crafted apology. Supporters of Smith say he should be forgiven for the assault because he put butts in the seats in the theaters this summer, thanks to the fourth sequel in a decades-old franchise. You know what, Will? You might just have to settle for being a rich, famous guy who still makes movies but who is not part of the Academy and can't assault future MCs who are half your size. Okay, folks, let's keep that summer movie momentum going. Some really solid films open this weekend, although none of them hugely anticipated blockbusters, as we get a breather after the holiday weekend. If you're looking for a good horror story, check out Longlegs this weekend. The film is certified fresh on Rotten Tomatoes and stars Nicolas Cage. If rom-coms are your thing, check out Fly Me to the Moon, starring Scarlett Johansson and Channing Tatum. Fly Me to the Moon is pulling a 65% on Rotten Tomatoes currently. Will we actually hear the classic song during the film? Fingers crossed. The drama Sing Sing, starring Coleman Domingo, has audiences and critics excited and is pulling very high ratings from both. The film is set in the famous prison and sees Domingo's character find theater during incarceration. That should be enough to get you started. Have a great weekend and have fun at the movies. Pat Sajak took his fortune and left the wheel. Vanna White stayed on to assist new host Ryan Seacrest, but there are rumors they aren't getting along. Is it true? Probably. Because White and Seacrest are working overtime doing things like eating dumpling soup in a restaurant together and posing for a canned photo for social media. White is under contract through 2026, but sources say she wants out sooner because she says, quote, it is just too difficult to do this without Pat, end quote. Turn the letters? There is not good news on the horizon for Kevin Costner. His new Chapter 2 project, Horizon, an American Saga, did not perform well at the box office, or necessarily with critics. As a result, New Line Cinema and Territory Pictures have announced that Chapter 2 will not premiere in theaters as it was scheduled to do on August 16th. Instead, studios say the film can be ordered on demand July 16th and will drop on Max in the near future. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 85 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the south at 5 to 10. Tonight, clear, 65. Tomorrow, sunshine with an isolated thunderstorm tomorrow afternoon and evening. It's going to be warm and humid tomorrow with a high near 90 and a heat index pushing 100. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 73.
That's your WLCX Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at lacrosseeagle.com.